Let us go. Welcome to you all. Welcome to the Vines. An hour less sleep, but you're all here bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You have done well. Just a little aside, you do have Rob's permission this afternoon. If your eyes keep on closing because there wasn't quite enough sleep last night, you can have a little snooze this afternoon. I had a good friend who would often say to me in the mornings, I have to go for a scan this afternoon. The senior's compulsory afternoon nap. S-C-A-N. So even though some of those places aren't open on a Sunday afternoon, you probably can have a compulsory afternoon nap. When I was in Scouts, we used to say that there was compulsory rest to be observed after lunch. In other words, that was just a bit of a slow time for the Scout leader. Special welcome to Sandy Creighton, who's going to share some information and stories about shoeboxes of love today. You know, it would not surprise me if we leave here today stimulated, inspired, challenged to think again of others. Something that we do very well here at the Vines. Let's see what today brings. Let's stand and sing. Let's go.
Worship the King, O glorious above, O gratefully sing His power and His love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. O tell of His might, sing of His grace, whose robe is a light, whose canopy's face, His chariots of wrath, the deep thunder clouds form, and dark is His path on the wings of the storm. The earth with its soul of wonders untold, Almighty, Thy power hath founded of old, established it fast by a changeless decree, and round it hath cast like a mantle the sea. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in Thee do we trust, nor find Thee to fail. Thy mercies how tender, how firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer and Friend.
Can we just leave that up there, only for another 5 seconds? Let's sing the last line, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer and Friend. Isn't that last line a good word? Our friend, our Maker. Let's do it again.
Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer and Friend.
You've got it. We'll have to be better at sauntering back to our seat rather than, uh-oh, Rob's talking again, I'm going to have to walk. Yeah, that's just like David Mack's doing, yeah. Just wander back. Yeah, we'll get here, that's right. Like the kid who comes in late from recess. Yeah, well, so what? I was busy. Oh dear. Lord, I lift Your name on high. Let's stay seated to sing this song. We might sing. No, we'll sing it seated. That'll be good. 1, 2, 3, ba. Here we go.
Lord, I lift Your name on high. Sing Your praises. I'm so glad You're in my life. I'm so glad You came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show us.
top again.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to see your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth.
Sung. Okay, do you realise it's October already? That's how come it's daylight saving. Yeah, I know. But October, our church, did an amazing September. I believe that. We really did well. Those boxes there are one example of some of the amazing September things that we have done. We cope with many, many other things, and we are in October, ready to go, but the sad news is it's November next month. And that means it's our Christmas market, and we've got to be ready for that. So just giving you a heads up. We're just giving you a heads up. It's our Christmas market on November the... Oh, well done. I didn't even have to find the page. I knew it was 20-something. If I had a minty, I would give you a minty if you got that right. But the trouble is, that would spoil the taste for communion later, so we won't know. Let us have our Bible reading, Irene, please.
Our Bible reading this morning comes from the book of Matthew, and it recalls the time when Jesus was still on earth before he ascended into heaven after his crucifixion. He spoke to his disciples to reassure them, and he said, Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord.
As a preparation for communion today, we'll sing this next song, "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord." Let's stay seated and we sing it.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
And
open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. God, your power and love, as we sing holy, holy, holy.
To see you high and lifted up,
shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love, as we sing holy, holy.
Sing that part again.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Thank you very much. Ian's already walking to the front, so I don't have to invite him down here.
I invited myself, because I'd had the invitation earlier. Friends, this is the table of the Lord, and he calls us to this sacred feast. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because he loves you and gave himself for you. In Luke chapter 22, we read this. On the night before he was betrayed, Jesus sat at supper with his disciples, and he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." And as he blessed and broke the food, let us also give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. Holy God, we praise you. We bless you for creating the whole world, and that in your mercy you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. We give you thanks for his humble birth, for his life and ministry of love, for his sufferings and death on the cross, for his glorious resurrection and ascension, and for the promise that he will come again. We praise you, O God, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the church he brought to birth, and for the power of word and sacrament. So pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts, that as we share in the body and blood of Christ, make us one with him and one with each other in service to all the world until Christ comes in final victory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours, Almighty Father. Amen. For these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Would those who are helping to distribute please come forward? I remind you, as I said earlier, all those who love the Lord a little and would like to love them more are welcome to receive the sacrament. We will distribute the elements to you in the pews. It's always an invitation because I want you to serve one another. So you pass it in and then you take it after it's gone past, or whatever it ends up being. God is gracious. Would you please hold the cup? You can go. Hold the bread and until we've all received it, and then we will eat together as a sign of our unity in Christ. And we'll do the same with the cup. Let us eat and be thankful. Let us drink and be thankful. Let us pray. God of grace, you renew us at your table with the bread of life. May this food strengthen us in love and help us to serve you in each other. We ask this in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. When you leave, you'd like to put the glasses in the basket, which will be up the back. Meantime, on the floor under your seats is fine. We're going to sing another song.
You realise that Ian asking us to put the cups on the floor underneath our seat is part of his teacher training. Stop fiddling! Don't fiddle with it! So that's him saying, just get it out of your hands. Come on, let's be good. So I've done the right thing, mine's down there. May we be one, bound in love together. I love the idea of community. I just thought I'd say that in case you hadn't worked it out. I keep on using that word a lot. Don't ask me to spell it, but it's too many M's and T's and things like that.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's stand if we can.
May we be one, bound in love forever, growing close together day by day, growing as God fills us with his life. We are joined in. May we be one, as our Father planned it. May the love of Jesus make us strong. No one can harm us when he is near. He has brought us peace, he makes us one. May we be one, Jesus' truth to bind us. With his body he unites us all.
With our offerings, we bow our head for the prayer. Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us. We praise you for your many blessings, and we ask that you would continue to pour out your love on us. We give our gifts, all gifts, as an act of worship, and we pray that you could use these gifts to further your kingdom. Bless the work of the church and those who will receive our offerings. We also lift up the needs of others, knowing that you are a compassionate God who hears our prayers. Help us to meet the needs of those around us in your special way. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Take a nice spot. And I would like to welcome Sandy Creighton. Sandy is going to fill us in on all that information that we had never even thought we needed to know about Samaritan's Purse and Shoeboxes of Love. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you. Robert. Well, good morning, everybody. It's really lovely to be here, and thank you, Wendy, for inviting me. She came to a workshop that we did a few weeks ago for the area and has asked me to come and just explain a little bit more about the boxes that I know you've been doing for a long time, and they look beautiful here this morning, and they'll be dedicated a little bit later. So my name is Sandy Creighton, and I'm the area coordinator for the South for Operation Christmas Child. That just simply means I have a team of people who are in the churches, and we meet together all year round at different times and pray for the ministry and make sure we're sort of up to what we're supposed to be doing at that particular time of the year. And of course, this is the time of the year when we're really, really busy and we're collecting the boxes that will go to the children in need overseas. So the mission of Operation Christmas Child is to demonstrate God's love in a tangible way to children in need all around the world. And that tangible way is through the gifts of the shoeboxes. It's the organisation's way of answering those Bible verses that we had read earlier, that we are therefore to go and make disciples of all nations, baptising them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And this was Jesus speaking. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And together with the command that we all know of Jesus to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, all our minds, and all our souls, and to love each other as ourselves. Both of these commands are in essence the basis of our faith and one that we need to follow seriously. And I know here at the Vines that you do that. Samaritan's Purse and the Shoeboxes isn't your only mission. You have your Christmas market, and I know that you work towards others all year round. But as an organisation, how do we do this? And with your help, is by packing the boxes with toys and gifts and telling the children about Jesus and his love. But why do we do this? As the verses say, to spread the gospel, and this changes lives for eternity. They have a hope. And so the first little video I would like to show this morning is an overview of the whole, what happens to the boxes. So let's have a look at that.
As Christians, we are tasked to introduce Jesus Christ to every person. Operation Christmas Child gift boxes open those doors.
The excitement when they hear about Jesus, there's nothing like it.
The heartbeat of Operation Christmas Child is drawing children, families, and communities to the heart of God.
Every box is an opportunity for a child to hear God loves them.
At outreach events around the world, the gospel is shared in a child-friendly way.
At the end of the outreach event, children receive a tangible gift of God's love through the gift boxes.
Packing gift boxes is the beginning as we seek to make disciples to the ends of the earth.
The boxes are like seeds. He's working the miracles. We're just providing seeds.
May every shoebox reach the right child.
And Lord, they would know you.
The gospel unites all of us. We are coming together and giving gospel opportunities to these kids.
There's a lot of children out there that we want to try to reach. We want to give them a gift, and we want to give them Christ. These boxes go to some of the most difficult places of the world. They go by sea, truck, tractor, camels.
It's our responsibility to make sure everybody hears and knows about Jesus Christ. I want these kids to know they're loved, they're not forsaken. And that's what Operation Christmas Child does. It goes around the world and shares the gospel boldly.
When the Category 5 hurricane, which created complete destruction, hit Acapulco, Operation Christmas Child delivered that gift of hope.
Mientras al evento, allí enseñaron cómo se hicieron los cielos y la tierra y oramos.
Por favor, perdóname.
Dios es fiel con nosotros. Aún en la tormenta, siempre hay un arco iris.
After children receive a shoebox gift, they're invited to the 12 lessons of the Greatest Journey discipleship classes.
We take children through the process of knowing the gospel, growing in the gospel, and sharing the gospel with other people.
Welcome to GJ class.
Through the Greatest Journey class, I know who Jesus Christ is. I want the world to know He is the one who came and died for our sins.
She preached to children in the area. That's how come Daniel and the whole family has become part of the church. Within a year, we have grown massively into a huge church.
The whole project is about evangelism, discipleship, and multiplication.
Through the gift boxes, we are helping churches to see this as an outreach to those that have never heard the gospel.
We are seeing children coming to the Lord, taking the gospel back to their families,
and the gospel continues to go places where it has never gone before.
Pray so that all of them might come to Jesus Christ as we are giving them the word of God.
Your partnership is everything. Thank you for volunteering. It's so important that these children know that God loves them and He sent His Son to take their sins. So thank you for being a part of Operation Christmas Child. God bless each and every one of you.
I wonder what struck you most watching that. Was it the types of transport that get used? Was it that the shoeboxes are seeds to show God's love? And did you notice about the 12-week discipleship program? That part has only been going about 10 years now, whereas the shoeboxes have been going for 30. And I don't know if you know about it, but they are invited, the children, after they've been to the program where they receive the boxes and learn a little bit about Jesus, they are invited back, and whether it's into a church or even just under a tree, like one of those pictures showed, they learn over 12 weeks all about Jesus, and they end with getting their own little Bible, and they it's really wonderful what that's been doing around the world for not just the children, but then their families and whole communities. The other thing about that particular video is you noticed that prayer featured a reasonable amount. As a Christian organisation, and we are overtly so we don't get any government help, prayer is the basis in all that we do. We pray year-round for situations that might arise, for churches, schools and individuals as they pack the shoeboxes, for safety in all the forms of transport, for the leadership teams that are over in these countries sharing the gospel, and they work really, really hard. And they often ask for more boxes, and that's where our responsibility lies at this end. So God does answer these prayers, and there are many miracles that we can talk about since the shoebox delivery has started, but they occur every year. From a one-footed child the year before last, receiving in a shoebox only one shoe, and it was the correct foot. That means that whoever processed the box before it went, and it happened in Australia, did the right thing. Because when we check these boxes, we take out only that which we're told not to do, which on your leaflets is in the red print. Anything else is there for a reason. And we only fill boxes if we've had to take something, you know, like a big liquid container out, we'll put in something else. So I just thought I'd explain that bit to you. So thank you to the person who checked that box, because it went to where it needed to go. Other stories include a child receiving a magnifying glass with limited vision in their box. But indeed, there are many thousands and thousands of shoe boxes that have to go through the customs each year, and that's where most miracles occur, from the point of view that customs in other countries are very strict, and you are supposed to actually write every single item in that container. So each of these shoe boxes is supposed to actually be on a list with what's inside them. But as a Christian organisation, we're able to sort of make a list that sort of like just says clothing and, you know, toys and things like that. And so, you know, and they're checked, because in customs they could take one box out, look at it and go, well, that's not right, don't want that in this country. And then the whole box gets, or the whole carton gets tossed away, and then sometimes it could even be even more than that. So we do like to have the boxes exactly as we have written down on that sheet of paper. And so I think it's a miracle that we get these boxes to the children each and every year. Many people ask me what age group or what gender to pack, what toy to put in, to which I say, pray first, even before the year begins. And just look in the specials in the shops, or what a craft group might have extra of on that particular year, and ask God for revelation, because it really doesn't matter what you put in the box from the point of view that we don't need particular age groups, particular years. We just don't, excuse me. it's really God that's in charge of it all. And so long as it's in the green list in the leaflet, then put it in and it'll be great. The child will really love it. And speaking of what's in the boxes, there are many stories, videos on the Samaritan's Purse website and on the TV. The Samaritan's Purse actually has their own TV channel, where adults who have received shoe boxes as young children speak about the thing that gave them most joy. And often they comment not just on the bright colour of the new objects that are in there, but on the smell, the fresh, clean smell. And many comment on the personal note that came in the box. And indeed have become Christians because of that note that simply said, I love you, Jesus loves you. And you can guess why this would be so. Underprivileged children come from dark places, enduring frightening, lonely childhoods, and are amazed that someone they don't know loves them enough to send a box with gifts in it, especially when they have never received one before. So I have a video now of Elizabeth. It's called From Rejection to Redemption. So I'd like us to watch it now.
My name is Elizabeth Kostner, and I'm from Latvia. My childhood was not the easiest one. I had two younger siblings with me, and we lived in a super poor environment. My both parents were very alcoholic and drug addicts, and so living with them was always never safe. One day, a social worker came to my house. She walks in, and then not long after that, she comes back out, and she tells us to get in the car. And she drove us all the way to orphanage. Me and my two younger siblings, we lived in an orphanage for about a year. The end of the year, the social worker came back, and she asked if I would like to be part of a foster care family. The word family got me to say yes right away. I only had a foster mom. From the very beginning we met her, she pointed out that she never wanted older children. She made it clear that any time I disobey or got a line, she could send me back to orphanage. I don't want to go back. There was a day she took me and my siblings to an organization that was doing food stamps. We got our food. But then I was about to leave and my foster mom was like, hey, not yet. And when she guided me towards the long line of people just standing. When it was our turn, the person just looked at me and gave me a shoebox. And the person just smiled and said, here, it's a gift for you. I did not understand why a stranger would give me a gift. Foster mom told us we had to wait till we get home. That was the 4 longest miles in my entire life. I also remember it was a cold winter day. We didn't even notice we were cold. So when we got home, my younger siblings dug in right away with the box. And the first thing I saw was their joy, their happiness for the first time. It warmed my heart so much to just see them happy. Then I looked down at my box and I just looked at it. I opened the box and the first thing was this little purple mouse. It's my first toy I have ever owned that was just mine. Besides the box, I also got a greatest gift booklet. The booklet was full of illustrations. I was amazed and I loved the illustrations and colors. And so I started reading it. It got my curiosity up so high because it was talking about Jesus, Lord, resurrection, prayer. But most of all, I think reading that he is my savior and that he loves me made me rethink everything I knew about what I was going through. It wasn't until a few years later, when I was about 14, when I was going through some hard things. I didn't feel loved from the day I was born till I got to foster care system. Even through there, while she cared for us, there was really no love, no emotional attachments. I remember the connection the booklet gave me, which made me remember what I read. And so when I read that, it made me really feel like I cannot believe a stranger will feel love for me, which helped me to really pray for the first time. It felt like a warm, invisible blanket wrapped around me. It felt like Lord was giving me a hug. Officially, he has found me. And so from that day, I never stopped praying. I prayed that we would officially will have a family. Our prayers were answered. We finally got a family. We were adopted in Arkansas. This picture was taken in Latvia as my parents traveled to my country to pick us up officially as their daughters. Their love for us is strong and pure, and I love them so much. I told my mom and my dad, we have to pack a box. So each member of our family ended up packing a box, and we send it off every single year. It may seem simple to others, but it spoke so much to me and meant so much to me. Operation Christmas Child, Shoebox Kid changed my life.
And there's many more stories like that if you wish to go into your phones and go onto the website. So notice how prayer figured in her life. And God uses all our circumstances. She thought that her life was going to change when she heard the word family and went into the foster mum. But the foster mum obviously was able to take the children to a distribution that was happening, but that would have perhaps only been circumstantial. But God used that, and through that child's getting Elizabeth getting that shoebox, things continued on to the point where she eventually and her sisters were eventually adopted into America. That's not going to happen to every single child, but God is amazing and does things in every child's life, even though it's perhaps not the same as that particular the story. So you may also have noticed that she talked about the greatest booklet, and you might have even noticed that it was written in her native language. At each distribution, the children get the small leaflet booklet called The Greatest Journey, and they always have had that. And you could see her opening that and reading the basics of the Christian faith. So sometimes we ask, what's the $12.50 for that we ask as a donation, as well as filling a box? And so that is one of the means that the money goes towards the creation and translation of all those booklets. And at the moment, we're up to 120 different languages and dialects, and they do about 10 different ones a year. There are nearly 12 million shoe boxes distributed each year worldwide. And we do our best in Australia and New Zealand. We do about 211,000 of those boxes. And from South Australia and the Northern Territory, last year we did just over 17,000. But we keep praying for 20,000. So if you could help us with that prayer, that would be terrific. We've only got another couple of weeks, but we'll see what happens and how God's answered that this year. The 12-week discipleship course that over half the children attend who get boxes is reaping 1 in 4 children following Jesus and committing to praying for others. The shoe boxes, as we've seen, are seeds, and they are reaping a harvest of inestimable souls for God's kingdom. When you consider the multiplication happening around the world through these children, to families and whole communities. Indeed, there's another story in Fiji, where a witch doctor refused to have the boxes for a long while, but for whatever reason they did come, and he became a Christian and donated his land, and they've built a church there. So, you know, if you imagine that there's 46 boxes here, they go to 46 children who have one or two parents, three or four siblings, extended family. Just what this 46 boxes is capable of doing for bringing people to Christ in this world. So indeed, as we began with our mission statement and the last part of that verse is to the ends of the earth. I have a final video which just shows how the shoeboxes do go to the ends of the earth.
This is for a boy between 9 and 11. I'm in a place called Karakush, just outside of Mosul. This is a church that was completely destroyed by ISIS. As we were coming through, one of our team discovered one of the Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes. I don't know who gave it, who sent it, but it touched the life of a child at one point. And of course, we ask people when they pack a box to always pray. You never know where that box will go.
Where are the lost? Where are the hardest to get to people groups? Where has the gospel of Jesus not been preached and proclaimed? In Acts 13, 47, "For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth."
We live in a broken world, an evil world. Yet Jesus gave us orders. He said, "Go into the world and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." We have a job to do.
When we talk about going to the ends of the earth, we're talking about shoebox gifts that are taking the gospel to the hardest to reach areas of the world.
If you want to bring hope to a broken society, it's the gospel. And Operation Christmas Child is not about passing out toys, it's about the gospel. Each kid, when they receive that box, they're going to hear the presentation of the gospel clearly. They make a decision for Christ, and then they're trained and equipped to go out and share their faith with others. And many times in areas where it's an unreached people group, the Bible tells us the time is now.
We're in the South Pacific. I want to reach these islands for Christ. These are poor areas. People don't have any hope. People don't come here. There's no tourists here. But we're going to be here.
I'm right outside of Mazatlan, Mexico, about a six-hour drive up in the mountains with Operation Christmas Child. This is where people that are brave are taking Operation Christmas Child to the ends of the earth.
We need boxes that are packed by families, by churches, and groups, but we also need boxes that are packed online. When you build a shoebox online, these are the boxes that give us access into hard-to-reach places of the world.
We go at great lengths, great effort, to take these boxes to children in the most remote parts of the world. It's an incredible journey.
You know, the mission of Operation Christmas Child never changes. Children are coming to Jesus. Children are coming to faith. Children are being discipled. And children are taking the gospel to the ends of the earth.
You notice there where you could also go, you can build a box online, and that's what they meant by being able to pay online for. It's $40. If you know of anyone who, you know, can't get out or, you know, would like to give to the organisation, because those boxes go to the places that we're not supposed to know about, you know, that are hard to reach, that you can't, the sensitive countries. At the moment, we used to give boxes to Vietnam, but we can't get into Vietnam. But once in Vietnam, you know, Christians work. And so that's one example of the countries of being able to use sort of online boxes where we make them virtually online, pay the money, and then the teams inside Vietnam build the boxes themselves distribute them that way. So I hope that was a little bit informative for you, and sometimes being visual, like seeing on videos, is helps us to understand really what we are doing and the effect that it's having. And I'd like to thank you once again for what you do. And this is the reason you do it. It's because we are going to the ends of the earth preaching the good news, the very good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sandy. I told you that you would go out of here knowing more than you walked in. There is so much there. If you ask me what was the one thing I think I can remember about it, it's smiles. Colgate could use any of those pictures as in their advertisements, without a doubt. Pam.
Good morning, everyone. Loving God, we come together this morning in your presence and in your name. We thank you for all you have done and all you continue to do in our lives. We bring our prayers of intercession before you now. And let us pray. Father, we ask your blessing on the Samaritan's Purse boxes and on all the children who will receive them. We thank all those who have contributed in any way to these shoeboxes of love as they begin their journey, giving hope to so many children worldwide. We pray for little Gus, who went missing just over a week ago in the state's mid-north. We know that the massive search has been scaled back in part now, but the investigation into his disappearance will continue. We're asking for a miracle, Lord, and we know you can provide one. We pray for his family and all those who have been and are still involved in that search. Lord, we pray also for those who have been devastated by recent natural disasters, especially the victims and families of the earthquake in the Philippines this week. We hold in our hearts all those whose lives have been forever changed by grief and loss, and ask that you would bring them comfort and consolation. Lord, we long for peace in our troubled world, but find instead intolerance, racism, and violence. We pray that you might heal our world and bring an end to conflict and hate. We pray for all who work for peace and unity, and for all world leaders, that they will continue to search for an end to the sufferings that war and persecution bring. Guide them towards reconciliation and protect the innocents from harm. We pray for our own nation, our local community, and for all those who serve in government and positions of power. We ask your continued protection for all our courageous frontline workers and volunteers. Lord, we give thanks for our families, our friends, the food on our table and the roof over our head. We pray now for those who are not so fortunate. We ask for your healing touch upon those who suffer in mind, body, or spirit. Be near to those who mourn. May your comforting presence bring them restoration and peace. We pray for the hungry, the homeless, the lonely, and those who are suffering from serious illness. We bring those on our hearts and minds before you now. Circle them in your love amidst the storms in their lives. Father, we pray for our church here at the Vines, that we might continue to reach out to our community and learn to listen with compassion to those in need. We ask your encouragement and blessing on all those involved in leadership and all other chosen ministries. And Lord, we pray all these things, trusting in your goodness, love, and power, made clear to us through your beloved Son, Jesus. Amen. Please join me as we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, forever and ever. Amen.
I can't really say that I have a favourite song. There are too many in the world. I can say I've got my favourite songs about this or my favourite songs about that. This is up there with my top 500 or whatever. There are lots. Comfort, comfort all my people. Ah, I love it. Let's sing it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Standing up, see how we go. Here we go. Comfort, comfort all my people with the comfort of my word. Speak it tender to my people, all the sins are taken away. Though your tears be rivers running, though your tears be an ocean full, though you cry with the hurt of living, comfort, comfort, every valley shall be lifted, every mountain shall be low, every rough place will be smoother, comfort, 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 comfort all my people with the comfort of my word. Speak it tender to my people, all the sins are taken away. Though your eyes see, it's comfort, comfort all my people with the comfort of my word. Speak it tender to my people, all the sins are taken away. Ian.
These boxes will bring comfort, hope, and joy. We don't know specifically who that will be that will receive them. But as these boxes go, as we go out into the world to visit, to see, to come into contact with people in our local places, we too take comfort for others. So may you go out with a smile, with a sense of hope and joy, and may the blessing of God, as Father, Son, and Spirit, always go with us. Amen.